104.5 The Zone at 818. This is the Wake Up Zone. Later on in the hour, we're going to have the return of Take 3. That's coming up shortly. And then at 847. Right now, a guy, for all we know, he could be a Dodgers spring training, but more than likely at St. Thomas Sports Park. Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com, the senior editor. Jimmy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Back from Indy after a six-night stay and ready to get going. Now we've got free agency right on the corner.
I was reading your mailbag column that you had at Titans Online. It's always good stuff. So give us the complete lowdown on everything you know about Antonio Brown to the Titans.
They were the first four questions on there, and I could have made them the first 15 questions because, anytime something like that breaks or is in the news, that's what everybody wants to know about. And I'm sure you guys may have a question or two about that as well. But right now it's AB. It's draft. It's what's going to happen free agency, and certainly a lot going on.
Give us some of your combine favorites. I know you were really impressed with Christian Wilkins of Clemson, weren't you?
Yeah, not just because he's a great athlete, which you see on tape. He's just a really impressive guy. He graduated in 2 years. He already got his master's. He's very well-spoken, wants to go into broadcasting. I really like him. There are a lot of guys. I mean, you see these guys from afar during the college football season and then at the combine. Now the teams, the head coaches and GMs and the scouts all get a chance to spend some time with them. They bring them into the media room where they all spend 15, 20 minutes with media, and you kind of get a glimpse of what these guys are like. And, there are a lot of guys I really came impressed with, and it's tough to narrow down really even what your teams are doing, because all these guys talk about who they're meeting with, and so many of them mention the Titans, so many of them mention the Steelers, the Packers, the Patriots. So everybody's talking to these guys, and now this is when you kind of really start to, if you're a scout, you really try to get as much time with these guys as possible. That's going to continue with the pro days and some of these visits to St. Thomas Sports Park.
Jim Wyatt is our guest from Titans Online as we talk about his visit to the Combine and other Titans topics.
Well, Jim, we all know that you were a Vandy guy. So how did Juwan Williams do at the Combine with their interview as well as Shermer, right?
Yeah, I thought both those guys, I enjoyed spending time with both of them. I know Juwan was, I think, expecting to run a little bit better. And I was talking to Daniel Jeremiah, who had kind of a separate allocated time with just a handful of guys the day before Juwan ran, and he said if he ran around 4.52, he thought more probably odds were better than not that he'd be a first round pick, where he ran in the 4.6s. And I think really that's more what teams expected him to do, so I don't think that was a surprise. And reality is, some of these guys are asked to do different things. He's a big corner. He's almost 6'4", and he can get physical with you, so that's his strength, and it wasn't necessarily his speed. I don't think anybody's expecting him to run tremendous time. I'll be curious to see what he does in his pro day if he runs again. And I thought Shermer, man, you kind of know what you're getting in Shermer as a player. He's had a ton of tape. He started since he was a freshman. He's a coach's kid. Thought he handled himself really well as well.
Yeah, I thought he ran faster than I expected, 4.92. So I thought he came away with a good day. Sticking with the local flavor there, did you get a chance to talk to Jalen Hurd?
I did talk to Jalen Hurd, and really it was a busy day, finding these local guys, because there are probably 8-10 of them that prepped from this area, and Jalen Hurd was one of them. And first time I'd really been around him. I know people are very familiar with him from his days at Beach and then the University of Tennessee. He didn't want to talk much about his departure from Tennessee. He said he talked to teams about that, and they certainly asked him about that. But he made it clear that he felt like when he runs, he's going to run a 4.3. He didn't run at the combine because he's still recovering from an injury. Made it very clear that he wants to be a receiver in the league. He stayed play running back, carry the ball if they want him to, but he wants to be a receiver, and a lot of that's because of concerns about concussions that he suffered playing running back. And he said he had two at the University of Tennessee. He made it clear that he loves football, wants to get that across to people who talk to him, because certainly some questions about his commitment followed him away from Knoxville. I enjoy talking with him. You know, he's an intriguing player, great athlete, and be curious to see how high he goes and really what he does run when he runs at Baylor.
Jimmy, what about how Jakari Polite did not run a good 40, looked like he put on weight? What do you make of his week there, where he didn't seem to handle the interviews very well? You know, that was a guy I know a lot of Titans fans were focusing on, and that doesn't rule out that they, you know, them drafting him. But just, you know, what about his week in Indy?
Yeah, I mean, he's an engaging kid, and I, you know, got a kick out of listening to him because he's got a great personality. But he's not there to impress people with his personality. He's there to run, and he's there to show he's ready for this big job interview, which he knew was coming up. And the fact that he didn't show up in as good a shape as he needed to, and the fact that he, you know, didn't perform as well, has to be a little bit of a red flag. I mean, I know, you know, he's been targeted to the Titans in some mock drafts, but you know, I think the Titans have a ton of guys that are going to be available for them at number 19, and so there will be some options there, and he'll get a chance to do some more things himself when he performs at his pro day. But you talk about guys who had good weeks and helped themselves, and guys who didn't have great weeks. I wouldn't put him on the great week list.
As far as Antonio Brown, I know your position and all that, but you know, there were conflicting stories. Lockhen Forrest says Titans are not in it. Schefter did. But Jim, we also know too, there's a big difference between John Robinson calling Kevin Colbert and asking what the price tag is, as opposed to, you know, them getting down and dirty, in a deep negotiation for him. So there are different stages of inquiring or showing interest, aren't there?
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes your name gets thrown into it. I'm not saying that's the case this time, but there have certainly been a lot of times over the years where teams' names are tossed in it to try to drive up the price of other teams. And with that said, you know, they could inquire. I mean, you can look at it two ways. And I heard you guys talking about it before I came on. I mean, one hand, you get a player who can change the offense, give Marcus Mariota a weapon like he's never had, and certainly he could take the offense to another level. On the other hand, you get a guy who, and I saw the interview, I've watched him play and certainly respected his game, gotten a kick out of his personality, you know, was somewhat concerned about some of the stuff that happened in the last season, but when I saw the interview on ESPN, I mean, I have to admit, I mean, that gives you a moment to pause. I mean, he's played with a great quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, and he's played with a franchise that's very well respected, with an ownership group that's very well respected, and for, you know, he was disrespectful to some of those guys, and you have to make sure, if you're willing to make that move, that he's not going to just drop a bomb right in the middle of your locker room, when he arrives. So I'm sure John Robinson, like he's always said, and Mike Vrabel, they're doing their due diligence on these guys and want to make sure, just like when the team traded for DeMarco Murray, that he's going to be a great fit. You know, DeMarco Murray was perfect for this team when he arrived here. He changed the culture. He set a work ethic that a lot of guys followed. Would Antonio Brown do the same thing? You know, you better make sure that before he shows up at Nashville, Tennessee.
And Jim, what intrigues me the most about this offseason is obviously the way Vrabel and John Robinson evaluate the Titans' interior offensive line. And I thought it was interesting at the combine, you know, Vrabel, I can't remember if it was Vrabel or Robinson saying, hey, there were times Marcus hung on to the ball too long and was the reason for some of the sacks. How are they going to square that? Obviously, they got to cut down on the amount of sacks, but also the importance of better interior line play. I'm fascinated with how they're going to evaluate their three starters.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see whether you know, new bodies arrive in the form of free agents or draft picks, because I think, you know, you could potentially have both of them addressed. And I like some of the guys. I like Corey Levin, who I thought stepped in and played well. I think he'll be in the competition. And, you know, Andrew Stinney, who played, you know, he was with them all last year, he developed. But, you know, they're going to be looking to add more. And I think Ben Jones, you know, was criticized probably more than he needed to be last year. I think when you look at those three, I personally think he played the best of the three. What does that mean moving forward for him, and what position? We'll start to find out some of these answers in the next week. But everyone knows Quinn Spain is a free agent. Everyone knows that that Josh Klein signed a big deal last year. And I think the way the contract works, it probably it was designed for him to be around for more than just a year. So some big decisions have to be made there. And yeah, I mean, Marcus has to be better at getting rid of the football to help those guys. But that's not just going to be I have a feeling when the season starts, it's not going to be, you know, Marcus, you need to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker to help your lineman. There's going to be some other things that develop and some dominoes to fall before we get to that point, and that's going to be in the form of new bodies coming in. And, again, when and where, and whether that comes in March or April is going to be a big thing I'm watching out for.
Jim Wyatt, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
Okay, you too. We'll see you. Senior editor from Titans Online, Jim Wyatt, joining us this morning. Talk a few Titans offseason situations and issues they have going on. They're also going to say so long to a veteran safety, according to reports. We'll explain that when we come back. Take your calls also coming up shortly. Take three. That's at 847 on 104.5 The Zone. This is the Wake Up Zone. Markson, tell us first about USS.
Yeah, the next time you're at your home, I want you to look for these things. Doors or windows that are sticking. Maybe cracks in your bricks or a Boeing basement wall. Maybe a chimney leans a bit. These are all signs of a possible foundation issue. And when it comes to foundation repair, nobody does it better than United Structural Systems. USS has served Middle Tennessee for over 25 years. Their integrity and reputation is impeccable, including an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. USS is locally owned, not a franchise. That means they customize a solution for each homeowner, depending on your specific needs. They do not have a one-size-fixes-all solution like so many others do. United Structural Systems will give you a detailed free estimate before you make a decision. And as always, you don't